It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday morning, the 3rd of January, 2024, we say good morning to Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We are venturing into 2024, huh?
I know, and I can't believe it. I'm still living in 2023.
Well, I know. Well, let's go back just a week here. You really started some great information on budgeting and whatnot, and we want to kind of continue that theme this week.
Yeah, so like you said, if you tuned in last week, I talked about a few tips on how to set goals in the new year. So this week, I thought it would be great to dive a little deeper and talk about specific financial goals you can set in 2024. You know, we know getting a handle on your finances can seem overwhelming, but we are here to tell you that once you get started, it's actually easier than you think.
All right, Candace, please walk us down the get a handle on our finances path here.
Of course. So first, I want you to create a budget and stick to it. Having a budget will keep you on track, and I encourage you to start here first. Along with budgeting, put your bills on auto pay. This is an easy way to streamline your bills and give you peace of mind. Second, for the goal that I would say is maybe build up an emergency fund. Your emergency fund allows you to be ready when life happens, and instead of being worried on how you're going to pay for something when it does, you're going to be prepared. Spend less and save more. If you do set this goal, you'll need to be intentional without your money. You know, budgeting every month, finding good deals, using coupons are all important when it comes to spending less. If you're saving for big expenses this year, this is the time of year to, you know, to think about what is coming up, you know, 5-10 years down the road. If you want to make a large purchase, now is the time to start saving and get a plan and then go from there. And then lastly, touch base with your financial advisor to review your investments and make sure your financial plan matches your current situation. You know, having financial goals will change how you look at your money, and you'll start to see how every decision you make matters to your overall financial health.
Tell you what, great tips, Candace. Even any one of those will get us headed down the right path here. So thank you very much for that great information, as always. And now, Candace, a money message.
Well, again, we wanted to wish everybody a happy new year. Sometimes all you need is a fresh start, and hopefully these tips that I just mentioned will help you, you know, start off your 2024 goal, you know, and get realistic goals set for 2024. If you need any banking help, we're here as always. Feel free to stop by any of our locations in Emporia or in Manhattan, or you can visit our website at esbfinancial.com to learn more.
Great stuff as always. Thank you, Candace. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ron. Thank you.
Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial, managing your money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.